All right, so now it's time to get started. We are in the first module, and we're going to be looking at making the commitment. We're going to be looking at setting goals and putting your practice time down on paper before it ever happens, okay? Making sure that you've committed to that time and let everyone around you know. But before we do that, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions to kind of get you in the mentality and get you motivated to start learning this stuff. The first question would be, for me, how would your life be different if you didn't have any practice guilt? You know what practice guilt is. You have practice guilt when you practice too much and you don't spend time with the family. You have practice guilt whenever you didn't get things accomplished you felt like you should have gotten accomplished. You have practice guilt whenever you don't show up for a practice session when you should have. All of that is like any guilt associated with your practice time I call practice guilt. Okay, and it's one of my biggest practice killers, and we'll talk about those and how to identify those later in this specific module, but it's just important to know that there are things out there that kill your practice time, and for me, practice guilt was always one of them. What would your life be like if you didn't have practice guilt? What would your life be like if you could enjoy all of your free time and not think about, man, I should be practicing? So you can enjoy all of your free time guilt-free. You have no guilt about going out and watching a TV show or going and consuming a pizza or hanging out with friends or whatever that may be. What would your life be like? You know, how would your relationships change if you felt more secure about your playing? If you felt okay with where you were, if you felt like you were on a good course, how would things change? I want you to really think about that and keep that in mind as you go through this course. Like, what's the ripple effect of this? How could it change not just my practice time, but really everything in my life? Okay, first of all, let's look at this. It's funny when it comes to practice time because we make schedules for everything else. You know, everything in life is scheduled. If I have a dentist appointment, I schedule that appointment, right? If I don't schedule that ahead of time, it's an issue getting in to see that doctor. If you go to the gym, what do? You have a scheduled time. You're going to go to the gym at this time. When you talk to your wife about dinner, does dinner just all of a sudden, whenever I was single, dinner just happened whenever. But now that there's four people involved, it's an event and we have a schedule, right? So why do we schedule everything else, but we don't take the time to schedule our practice time? This part of this course is going to be specifically about setting aside that time ahead of time. Now, I like to liken this to think about sports teams. Think about a coach. One of his sole purposes is to organize the team. They can't do anything. No progress can be made. No games can be won. No practices can be had if he doesn't first start with a what. What is the first thing you get from your coach? You get a practice schedule. My son just joined 5-year-old soccer. What was the first thing the coach emailed us? Our practice space is this park. We'll be there at this time every week. It was our practice schedule. So why is that not the first thing that we look at every month whenever we're looking at our practice time? Okay, this helps you go ahead and plan your practice time. It also helps you plan life around your practice time or vice versa, your practice time around life. So it makes sure that life doesn't impede on practice time and practice time doesn't impede on life because there's a symbiotic relationship. It is important that you have both of those and that they be in balance, that feed off of each other. And the other important thing is it helps us identify those practice killers. Like I said, we'll talk about those things that kill our practice time, that keep us from showing up. If you've set aside a practice time and all of a sudden your car breaks down, there's nothing worse than having time you set aside for yourself be taken from you. Or maybe your girlfriend comes in or your boyfriend. They're like, hey, I need you to help me, you know, replace a light bulb. Well, this is my practice time. I know, but the light bulb needs to be replaced. Those little things, that's really where a lot of tension happens. It's like, it's not that you have an issue replacing the bulb. It's that was your time. They just took your time. They took it from you and there's nothing you can do about it, right? It's the same thing. My 5-year-old, he gets up early. It's not his fault. He just does. And some days he wakes up and I get up early and that's my study time. That's when I've learned a lot about practice time and how to construct it. But sometimes he gets up at like 5:30, you know, he did it this morning. And that's my time. I got up early just to have that time. And it took me a while to really come to grips with like, it's okay, man. He's 5. Like he just wakes up and he's like, it must be time to get up. He doesn't know, right? So I had to deal with that. So how do we deal with and avoid those practice killers that happen like that, taking our time? So we'll talk about that in this specific module. I'm going to give you a goal generator, and it's going to be a way for you to go back and reassess your goals every time you've completed what you think you should complete or go back through it. And it's just a series of questions that are going to help get your mind thinking and help you get it rolling. It's in the PDF file for this module. You're going to be able to go through it and actually answer those questions and understand by reading back through them and prioritize them. Okay, I see where I need to work. This is where I need to focus. It helps narrow your focus. You know, the big question I get is, everybody thinks more is better, and more is not always better. Sometimes more is just more. You know, if I'm full and somebody puts more mashed potatoes on my plate, it's not better. Mashed potatoes think better. Matter of fact, it starts to get worse because I'm full and now I'm getting sick. Too many freaking mashed potatoes, right? So more is not better. And there's a study that was done, and it's where the 10,000 hour rule came from. And I think it's ironic because the study was the role of deliberate practice in expert performance. So the whole focus was deliberate practice, but the thing that people took away from that was, I got to practice 10,000 hours. It's not how much time you put in. It's the quality of that time. And what they found was professionals essentially had 10,000, a little over 10,000 hours of deliberate practice, not just mindless sitting. That you can't just go sit behind a drum set and play things and all of a sudden become an expert after 10,000 hours. It just does not happen that way. So we're going to talk about what deliberate practice is and how that looks. And all this is going to help you narrow your focus. It's going to help you make a plan. So it's going to help you look at, okay, cool, what am I doing? When am I doing it? Oh yeah, I'm sitting down at this time on this day. I'm going to work on this because look, my schedule says that, and I have my pre-practice ritual and I have my warm-up. It's bam, bam, bam. It's no longer a thing of like, it's not this emotional like, oh, what am I going to do? Like you've just showed up there as an emotional blob. You've showed up there with a purpose. You're going to go through this, this, this. That's what a good coach does for a team. He puts them in order. He gives them a plan. He gives them a schedule, and he makes sure they show up. So we're going to have ways in this module for you to make sure you show up. We're going to talk about keeping a practice logbook in this module and what that is and how you should do it. And then I'm going to really emphasize how this allows you to plan and to plan around your practice time. It helps give you something to look forward to. So I really look forward to my practice time. It's something that I love. It's something that's very calming to me. And so putting this in your schedule, and again, there's a bonus in here about how to communicate with important people. So that may be kids, or maybe you're single father or mother, or maybe you're married, or maybe you got a girlfriend, or maybe you just have roommates. How do we communicate to them? Maybe it's your parents. You know, or that's important too. How do we communicate to these people your schedule so that they're not always coming in and unknowingly taking away your time or unknowingly interrupting your schedule? How do we do that? We're going to talk about that in this particular module. Now, as I said in the one before this in the video where it's talking about how do you go through this whole course, like what's the purpose? How do we work through it? I want your comments. I want you to get involved in this community. It's super important that you not only be a passive onlooker. I want you to be an active participant in this whole experience. You're going to glean so much from it. I'm reading all of your comments. I'm looking at them. I'm incorporating them into this course. I'm answering them. I really do read through these, and it helps other people to see your questions and to see your comments and to see that everyone else is struggling. Like, we're in this together, fam. Like, we're going to get through it, okay? So that's what this whole course, this whole module is about in this section. It's all about setting aside a time before the time gets there, making sure you show up, setting your goals, making sure you're hitting those goals, okay? We're going to do all of that.